Jacqueline Magne, how are you?
I'm well. Hi, guys. Is that Slats? You're back.
I'm back. I'm back. Are you in the UK?
I am, yes.
Oh, I've just left you.
Lovely weather here, as you would have known.
Yeah, it was a bit rainy when I first got there. Mm. Dogged the Australians in the Champions Trophy, but it came good, which was nice. It's always a good place when the sun's shining. And the sun's shining for Daniel Ricciardo. How good was that?
I know, it was amazing. But how was his expression afterwards? Bottom my butt and call me a biscuit, that was a race. Can anyone explain that? That's what Daniel Ricciardo was tweeting after the race. Apparently, it's a southern slang term for astonishment.
Ah,
so,
there you go.
But he has been spending a bit of time in the States, hasn't he, in the off-season when he was, training pretty hard. So he must have picked that up there, because I don't think that's a West Australian expression at all. But he was so thrilled. He was laughing hysterically when he crossed the line, because everybody just fell apart in front of him. And the battle, of course, between Sebastian Vettel and Lewis Hamilton, that continued on afterwards, the name-calling. The rivalry there has taken a new dimension.
Mm.
And I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
But when it was quite incredible. It, to me, it just looked like a bit of a dodger manoeuvre that I would do in, at the fairground.
Yeah.
But, Sebastian Vettel, it was a deliberate action, costing 10 seconds and 3 points. But really, a lot of people are thinking he should have been black flagged for that. And it was a very dangerous manoeuvre. Lewis Hamilton certainly believed so, that Sebastian Vettel got off very lightly there. I'm sure your listeners know, but it was a deliberate move after, the race, the safety car was in action and Lewis was leading and Sebastian Vettel was behind him, had a slight little kiss on the tail, and then he got angry, thought Lewis had braked, and then sideswiped him. But it makes for a very exciting season coming up,
yeah.
I must say. And Daniel Ricciardo was the big winner out of all of it.
Yeah, I just laughed at Vettel at the end. He's saying, what did I do? What did I do? And, it was like road rage, wasn't it?
Well, it was road rage.
It was absolute road rage. Track rage.
Kind of cars, he was very lucky that they weren't at race speed, to do something. If you're going to be that hot-headed when you're in safety car situation, I think he really needs to tone it down. But Daniel Ricciardo, just a few hours ago, was saying that the problem with Vettel is that with his passion, that, he's just got to put a lid on it. Mm. And, he was a little bit overexcited. So Daniel Ricciardo thought that Sebastian Vettel was in the wrong too. So, But for Daniel, his fifth win, and, he's got a third, and a win this season so far. So, by doing a Bradbury and just hanging back and letting everybody else take each other out, then, he's coming through with the goods.
Yeah, absolutely. Good season for him. Ash Barty, even better season for her, into the final, beaten by Petra Kvitova, but I think she moved up to number 54 in the world, which is a career-high ranking, Jacqueline.
I know, and how good is it that we're talking about tennis players, Australian tennis players, doing so well? This was the event at Birmingham. Petra Kvitova, of course, on the comeback trail after fending off an intruder and having her serving hand slashed. She's only been in two tournaments and yet makes the final, or wins the final here, so she's back in good form. Ash Barty got the first set 6-4, but then really was outclassed, especially in the third set. But Ash, of course, is more well-known as a doubles player with Casey Dellacroix, but she did win in Kuala Lumpur in March early this season, so she's showing some really good form, and she took a season out to play cricket, and she credits that with clearing her head and rediscovering her love of tennis. And I think we're seeing the benefits of that now. So hopefully at Wimbledon, she's only ever got to the first round in Wimbledon before, but hopefully she'll get through a few more matches, and that would be such a boost for her confidence.
Yeah, she's still so young. It's fantastic. And what's happening in North Korea?
Well, interesting. The Koreans, certainly in South Korea, the newspapers are talking about for the Winter Olympics next year in Pyeongchang, which is only 30 k's from that North Korean border, and given the geopolitical situation there, you'd think it'd be incredibly tense. But they're talking about that the North Koreans might be able to host some of the ski events as part of a gesture of goodwill.
Oh.
Now, this has not been approved by the International Olympic Committee, but that they are looking at the possibility of if this could happen. And we saw at the Sydney Olympics that the two Koreas marched together, and that was seen as this great diplomatic coup at the time. And I think, especially given the current situation with North Korea, if... you know, I don't know what the Americans would think about this, to be honest. Now, I don't know. You know, I'm going to be covering those Winter Olympics, and I don't know that I'll be putting my hand up to go and cover a ski event if it's in North Korea.
But, no, I wouldn't.
Come on, Jack.
Not at this stage, Jack. Good on you, Jacqueline.
See you guys.
Well
have
done.
A great week.